he was in many ways a representative of what Russian energy could have been. Russian energy has been in decline since his arrest, and I believe having the strength to actually raise it as an issue would put a marker in the sand about where the United States wants to stand in respect to due process and the rule of law. $6 billion of foreign investment in Yukos that has been flushed away as a result of this Rosneft IPO, and that is something that the U.S., in my view, has a vital interest in objecting to.